I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, author of Help for the Help Meet. Hey, Help for the Help Meet. And I saw and posted, well, reposted, a message that I ministered, taught a year ago. It came up on my feed. If you haven't had a chance to see it, I was doing Help Meet tips. At that time when we first started the Help Meet Army, I was doing some Help Meet tips, and this one was Take It by Force. And let me tell you, I listened to it again and got stirred up. I listened to it, because when I teach what the Holy Spirit says, and sometimes I listen and go, ooh, Holy Spirit, that was good. Mm-hmm. I listen like that. It was Take It by Force. If you haven't seen it, it'll be on YouTube. It's called Take It by Force. I think it was Help Me tip number 23, because I just randomly named the tips. But let me tell you, I've gotten a lot of feedback. A lot of people have contacted me and they're like, well, what do you mean? You know, take it, you know, or what does it mean to understand spiritual warfare? Spiritual warfare is a very, very, very big title. Very, very, very big concept. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. But first, it starts with the mentality. And I don't want to preach, but I feel like preaching. I feel like preaching, because people need to understand one thing I did not know growing up. No disrespect, because I loved growing up in church. No disrespect to anyone. People can only teach what they know. But I found myself in a spiritual war concerning my family. I found myself in a spiritual battle concerning my marriage. There were things that were happening that the devil was doing to my husband, that he was ultimately doing to our finances, to our purpose, to our destiny, to my children. And I had to understand how to fight back. Now, I wasn't fighting in the natural. I had to fight in the spirit realm. And if I didn't learn how to use my weapons, how to get a warrior's mentality, God was like, you're a helpmeet. Which means you've got to be suitable to whatever the situation or the circumstance is. If you were listening last week, how am I going to sip when I'm preaching? I don't know. So I'm going to take a sip first, because I feel it. I do. I feel it. A warrior's mentality means you have a true understanding that the enemy has been dealt with already. But he acts like he's got some type of authority to come into your life, come into your marriage. So he was all up in my marriage. He was all up in my money. And all I did was whine and cry and complain. And I did some praying. I did do some praying. But let me tell you what I did. I did some praying while I was mad, while I was angry, while I hadn't forgiven, while I was a little bitter, while I was judgmental. And God was sitting over there like, these prayers are prayers that you are praying amiss. You need to get in your word and get it together. And when I got into the word, I got healed. I was getting my healing, because God was like, you need to take care of you and then get a mentality of a warrior. Now, you may be in a marriage where everything is peaches and cream. And in that case, you might not need the same mentality I needed. I'm just saying. And God, thank God for it. You learn how to be a helpmeet suitable. Suitable means you are exactly what your relationship, what your king needs. My king was being attacked. My destiny was being crushed by the enemy at that time. So God was like, what you need to be is a helpmeet suitable. And for you, the enemy was trying to take my husband's destiny, my husband's purpose, which ultimately meant, because the two had become one, he was trying to hinder me. And I had to pick up a mentality. Now, this wasn't something simple. It wasn't something easy. I know when people listen to our testimony, they're like, oh, I want that. And you should want everything. I want everything God has for me. And I look at some things and I go, okay, God, I know I can do this. But let me tell you, I had to put some work in. I had to put some heavy duty work in. I had to study to show myself approved. I had to learn my weapons. I had to, you know, get my weapons and get strapped up and get a warrior mentality. My mindset had to change. My mindset had to be in, let me see, where are you, devil? Because you don't belong here. I'm gonna check you out. And then when I went, instead of just going after the devil and not knowing what I was doing, I had to prepare myself. So when I say a help meet army, when God says, Yvette, train them up like I trained you up, me and God, I wasn't sitting there, oh Lord. God was like, are you done complaining? Are you done whining? Strap up, Yvette. Let's go get my son. My son, this is God telling me, this is so good to me. God said, my son already defeated that foe. So my son Jesus took care of that. Read your word. Understand what my son did for your husband, for my other son. See, he calls Gerald his son. He was first saying, my son Jesus already took care of things so that you would have the authority to go take care of my son Gerald. Let's do this. So I had to have a warrior's mentality. I had to say, oh, okay, let me study to show myself proof. Let me put my armor on. Let me understand all my weapons, all of them. I've got weapons of worship. I've got weapons of praise. I've got weapons of declaration. I can bind. I can loose. I can crush generational curses. When you hear me pray on Tuesday mornings at 7 for the kings, I had to put some work in. I had to put some time in. I studied to show myself approved. I didn't just step to the enemy any kind of way. I learned and I understood what my mentality had to be. I had to change my mind. I'm not a wimp. One of my mentees just messaged me and she was like, my mama didn't raise no wimps, period. My mentees are not wimps. In the spirit realm, they're giants in the spirit because we learn about our weapons. And we don't just learn about them and read them in the Bible like they're a fairy tale. No, we read them in the Bible. Oh, I have the authority to cancel demonic. I'm a generational curse breaker. I can pull down strongholds. Oh, I'm about to do that. And we don't take it lightly. We study. We read. We get ourselves in position. We worship. We pray together. We do what we need to do to get our minds right. And then when we start to fall to the side, we're like, wait a minute, warrior, step up. Wait a minute, recruit, let's go. Wait a minute, help me. You've got more weapons than you think. You've got more authority than you think. Open your mouth wide and let God fill it. Open your mouth and pull down those strongholds. Learn what you need to learn. And I will tell you, the reason why we have an army is because you can't just, you know, go knocking on the door and saying, I'm devil. Can you please, the devil will be like, bam, 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 bam. Make a lot of noise. Now, honestly, he has no authority. But if he makes enough noise and you turn around and run, that's not good for you. We're going to stand flat-footed as helpmeets and say, no, not on my watch. You got to learn your weapons. You have to know what's going on. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to join the army. What I am saying is more helpmeets need to understand their authority. More helpmeets need to realize. And then some of you might say, well, what's the king going to do? I hear that all the time. Hey, guess what? I'm going to get in position so when the king is ready, he'll have somebody to lean on. He'll have somebody he can count on. My husband was not prepared. My husband was not ready. But when I got in position, when I got locked and loaded, did you hear me? Let me get a sip on that. When I got locked and loaded, not only did I have my weapons, but I filled them with ammo. And I shot at the devil, not just once. Pow, pow, knock him out. Sword, guns in the spirit, words like fire and ice. Oh no. And it's not something that I stopped doing. It's something that I live to do. When I lay hands on my husband at night, I ask God, what do I need to cancel? What do I need to bind? What does he need? What do I need to do? What angels do I need to dispatch? I had to learn all of this, and I don't take it lightly. Because the enemy's not coming after me and he's not coming after my king. Not my priest, prophet, and king. Mm-mm-mm. No. So I wanted to clarify during sips time, during tips time. You better learn spiritual weapons. You better learn spiritual authority. You have to learn a lifestyle, a mentality, like a warrior. Because too many people are losing this battle, and you should not lose. This is a battle we've already won. And so when your mentality shifts, when you have a warrior's mentality, you take the sword of the spirit. Why would God give us armor if he didn't expect us to use it? Why would God call us his army if he didn't expect us to act like it? Some of you may be in Disneyland, but for me, I was on a battlefield. I couldn't act like I was in Disneyland and playing on the slide. I had to act like, oh, wait, you shooting at me, devil? Oh, wait, you're coming after me? I better come, and I'm coming correct. So I'm just encouraging you. Many helpmeets are in a situation where they need a mentality like a warrior, where instead of a mentality like a wimp, you got to have a mentality like a warrior. I'm not a wimp. I'm a warrior. That's the declaration for this Zips and Tips. I'm not a wimp. I'm a warrior. Now, does that mean it won't hurt? Absolutely. It was the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. I struggled. I fell down, but I got back up. I cried, but it didn't matter. While I was crying, Satan got to a point where, let me stop making her cry, because if you make me cry and I got a warrior's mentality, I got more bold. I got more courageous. I got more dangerous. You might want to leave me alone. You might want to not make me angry, because God had to teach me. Don't get angry at Gerald. That's a demon. You get angry at the devil. Don't get angry. Do not get angry at Gerald. That's the devil working through him. That's a demon working through him. That's a curse working through him. Don't get angry at him. You get angry with the enemy, because you are not a wimp. You are a warrior. So I'm asking, if you're in a war, you got to be a warrior. Not a worrier, but a warrior. I couldn't worry about what God was doing. I couldn't worry about how long it was going to take. I couldn't worry about what other people were going to say. I couldn't worry about how people were going to talk about me. I had to be a warrior, not a wimp. I can't worry, but I knew how to war. And I continue to war until the manifested declarations came to pass. And I will continue to war on behalf of my family, continue to war on behalf of my destiny, continue to war on behalf of my priest, prophet, and king. I'm a warrior. Now, some of y'all need to meet me on Tuesday mornings, every Tuesday. Some of you need to strap up and join the Help Meet Army. Get the information on our website. We don't beg people to join, because it's not for everybody. We take this thing seriously. When I tell you the warriors on the army, they don't play. We read, we study, and they come in a little wimpy sometimes. Let's be real. They come in a little wimpy. I don't know what's going on, and the devil's doing this, and my husband is doing that. They find out. They find out. Sarge, y'all know what? Sarge don't play that. We don't badmouth our kings. Never. We learn to honor our kings. We learn to get healing for ourselves. We deal with us. Because a warrior can't be worried about everybody else. He got to get in shape. He's got to know what the laws are. He's got to know how to act. He's got to know the weapons, how to use them, when to use them, what to do, how to put the ammo in, how to fire your own gun, and then help somebody else get out. That's what we do. We put war in warrior. We put the war in warrior. And we are still helpmeets that are suitable. We still honor and respect our kings. We still understand how to be submit. We learn how to be submit. And we are feminine. This is a feminine group that learns to understand spiritual warfare, our authority, but still submitted. Still suitable. Number one goal. We are helpmeets that are suitable. We're strategic because God is strategic. We win because God is a winner. We take back by force. We don't play. We take what belongs to us and we take it by force. That's biblical. But we do it the right way. We're not bitter. We're not going to be angry. We're not going to look for vengeance on a person, but we will come after any demon, any devil, any curse that's inappropriate, that's outside of God's will in the spirit realm. Well, all right, I had to do that. We had to talk about it because people have been inboxing me. What is spiritual warfare? That's something you have to learn. It's an entire mentality. It's understanding war weapons in the spirit. It's understanding war mentality in the spirit. We are on the offense. We're not waiting. We're not coming. Oh, are you bothering me? Yeah, we might start that way, but how we get where we end up? Let me look. What? Let me look. I'm on the offense. Don't come over here. It's not your best idea, demon. It's not your best idea, devil. We're on the offense. Proactive warfare is where we're going. Not just reactive. Oh no. It's not enough to react to the devil. We're being proactive in the spirit. Proactive warrior. We're going. We're looking. I don't have to be afraid because I have authority. It's not my strength. It's the strength of God. It's what the army is all about. It's understanding the strength and the authority God has given us to tread on, trample upon, stomp down serpents and scorpions, physical and mental strength and ability over all powers of the enemy. That's all powers of the enemy. Did I say all powers of the enemy? Proactive warrior. That's going to be Wednesday's tip. Woo! Proactive in the spirit realm. Don't just be reactive. Woo! Get to a point where you're proactive. I love it. We pray over the kings on Tuesday mornings. Tuesday mornings, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when we pull down, crush demonic assignments that are trying to come after our kings. We'll pray about whatever Holy Spirit leads us to pray about. So I appreciate you. Thank you all for joining me for Help Me Sips and Tips. Thanks for putting this on your page to help other help meets to get to come together. I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Me. If you don't have your weapons, like resources, you've got to learn to study yourself, self-approve. Get you some resources. Get some help. Get information on the army. If you don't learn spiritual warfare from us, you got to learn spiritual warfare from someone if you're in a war. Don't go to war without your understanding your weapons. Don't do it. Get the help somewhere. Get in that Bible. Get in the Word. Seek Holy Spirit's help. We got to all do it. We got to all do it. And make sure the enemy doesn't take things he has no right to take. Woo, don't get me started again. I appreciate you guys. Good night.